Don't you get shy on me, lift up your song. You've got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord. Oh, come on, my soul. Oh, don't you get shy on me, lift up your song. You've got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord. Oh, come on, my soul. Oh, don't you get shy on me, lift up your song. You've got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord. Come on, this is your prayer.
I thought we would just start today with some peace, and who better to bring that peace than Megan Tibbetts, the incredible harpist that joined us at our New Beginnings Conference. Guys, welcome to the Pulse. I know things look really different. That's because, well, a couple reasons. First of all, we're snowed in here. And not only that, but we're snowed in here in Texas. My family's in the process of moving. So right now I'm sitting in what's going to be one of my kids' bedrooms. It's the only place I could sneak away to record this and to join you guys live. And I know it's supposed to be Pastor Troy here, but listen, Pastor Troy and Leanna are literally, well, we're getting snowed in. They're getting sanded in Doha. They just landed in Doha. They are on their way to Uganda. They have tons of stuff planned. It's going to be an incredible trip visiting our homes there, visiting Redemption Village. They're going to be meeting with Machine Gun Preacher, our good friend. So they are on their way. It's going to be an incredible trip. Make sure you are praying for them and keeping all of their travels in your prayers. But guys, we're holding it down here. And I knew that all of our Pulse family would be ready and waiting despite the snow, despite the weather. Again, I'm sorry that this is probably not even like the best audio. This is the best that we could do with what we have. I don't have any gear here, but we wanted to make sure that we came to you because we also have so much to talk to you about, and we couldn't miss out on an episode of The Pulse. So that being said, let us know where you're watching from. Take this opportunity to like and share this post. Hey, let us know what the weather is like with you. Around you. I know we got a lot of friends in the Nashville area. We're praying for you guys. I know many of you are without power. Thankfully, a lot of us here have still maintained power from what I've heard. But we are praying for all of those who are being affected in serious ways. And I know that's a lot of people. So our hearts and prayers are with you. But yeah, let us know how you're doing. If you're snowed in, how you're holding up, maybe what you're doing to pass the time. And if you don't know what to do to pass the time, let me just tell you right now, join us on ODX.TV as a stage two or three partner. Because that way you'll have access to all of our content. And when you're sitting at home being snowed in, tons of stuff for you to watch that will build your spirit. And we love having you as a part of our tribe. So shout out to all of our ODX family. And if you're watching this on YouTube and you're like, what the heck is the ODX family? Go on over to ODX.TV and check it out. And you'll see everything there. So that being said, guys, listen, we're going to get into Pastor Troy's word for 2026 in just a minute. But first we have to recap some things because we are fresh off of the New Beginnings Conference, our most successful conference of the year. I want you to put a little heart if you were there, or put maybe like little praise hands if you were either tuned in or were at our New Beginnings Conference in person. If you've got a testimony, put that in the comments right now. We want to know testimonies from the conference. We had so many people healed, saved. We had a guy that came all the way from Montana just to dedicate his life to the Lord. I mean, how incredible was that? We had people from Germany, Alaska, all across the globe that came to our New Beginnings Conference, and it was so incredible. Guys, this was our most successful conference yet. We raised $427,207.43. That is crazy, guys. And our goal for this year is to raise $2 million because that $2 million means that we will be able to rescue 1,000 kids this year. Last year, we were able to rescue 908 children, bringing our total of kids rescued over 12,000 children in the past 30 years, which is really, really incredible, guys. And we want to rescue another 1,000 this year. So help us do that by sowing into the ministry, and you can do that by going to troybrewer.com and clicking on give, or going to ODX.TV and doing the same thing, or joining us as a stage two or three partner on ODX.TV because because your membership there, that goes towards helping us rescue more kids. So, okay, back to the New Beginnings Conference. We raised over $400,000. We were able to also give a $100,000 check to the city of Durango, Mexico. Look at this picture. I love this photo. Pastor Swanmi's face says it all. Man, what a moment. We had the Supreme Court justice, the head of the Supreme Court there, and we also had, the head of basically transportation infrastructure of Durango joined us at the conference, and they were so incredible. They were so moved. And to be able to see them get presented with that check was such a wow, because that check is going to go towards building this incredible home in Durango for kids. And so we are partnering with the city of Durango there. And this is just another step of how we train nations, how we're training nations, and nations are wanting us to come alongside them to help them rescue more kids. So what a testimony that was. And I just want to encourage you guys, you can watch back our whole conference at odx.tv, especially if you're a Stage 3 member. You can watch the whole thing, the messages, the prophetic moments. And let me just tell you, from start to finish, every single night was such a next level experience. Pauline, our worship pastor, I have to give a shout out to her. She curated, put so much work into the worship, the time of worship. It was so intentional. We were warring in the spirit. We were accomplishing something in the spirit. And it was so, so anointed. I actually have a little clip just to give you a taste of one of the nights of worship. Check this out, guys. So good. It makes me want to go back and watch the whole service again, because seriously, every night was so powerful, so incredible. And, you know, we started off the poll showing you a clip of Megan Tibbetts, who was this insanely anointed harpist who prophetically ministered with her harp. I've never seen anything like it, guys. It was just a conference to be remembered and to be relived. So go do that right now on odx.tv. All right. Also, tonight, we have another episode of The Counter Dropping. Guys, this is probably the craziest episode yet. It's on human trafficking and Baal worship. Show me another show where powerhouses, prophetic powerhouses, sit down to talk about that. It is going to be really, really intense. Guys, they go there. They talk about pornography, sexual immorality, how it relates to human trafficking and Baal worship. I mean, when I was first hearing this, you know, concept of Baal worship and human trafficking, I didn't know what it meant. Honestly, I was like, what do you mean? But you definitely, your eyes are opened after this episode. So I'm going to show you a little sneak peek and just take a look at this.
And a God who can be involved in ministry for 30 or 40 years and have never molested a child. Wow. Where are the men of God that can be in ministry for 30 or 40 years and hasn't been having sex with their staff? Where are the men of God that can actually be a dude and be happy with being a dude, but can't fall off the wagon when it comes to sexual things? I want to just tell you this, man. I'm not playing with you, whoever it is that you're watching. Get with the program or be devoured. And the collateral damage that it causes, I'm tired of it. I'm just tired of the whole thing. I'm totally tired of it.
Yeah, just one little example of how Pastor Troy and how this our team of prophetic powerhouses, Darren Stott, Tony Merkel, Brian Schwartz, Joseph Z, Alan DiDio, they go there. They are not afraid to go there and call it out, guys. Watch tonight at 7 p.m. the next episode, the newest episode of The Counter. Your eyes will be opened, and once you see it, you cannot unsee it. And let me just encourage you, this is an episode to gather your friends, to watch with people, because if you think human trafficking is just happening, you know, in other places and it's not related to you. Well, I can tell you it is. And especially when it comes to pornography is something that so many people struggle with, and it's all related to human trafficking. It's crazy. I didn't realize the connection, pornography and human trafficking. And I hope I don't get flagged for saying that word so much, but listen, it's something that the church sometimes is scared to talk about, and we are not. So don't miss that episode of The Counter tonight at 7 p.m. right here. And don't forget, if you want the full 1 hour episode, you have to be a Stage 3 member at odx.tv, guys. So set your reminders, do all the things so that you do not miss it tonight. And don't forget, as you're watching, if you have questions, we're going to be answering any questions that you may have in the after show next week. So don't hesitate. If you have questions or comments, put them there. We'll be interacting with you live, but we'll also be saving screenshots of all your questions so we can hopefully get to them on the after show next week. All right. Okay, you guys ready? Let's get into it. We are going to play Pastor Troy's word for 2026. And let me just tell you, it's every time I watch it back, I feel like I get something new from it. And I'm like, oh my goodness. Yes, yes. And this morning that literally happened. You know, one of the things he says is that this year is all about the king and his kingdom. And what does that mean? Well, he unpacks that in this word. So what I'm going to do is we're going to toss that word. I'm going to come back at the end and wrap things up. But guys, get your pens, get your pads of paper ready to write. Get ready to tune in and focus. This is Pastor Troy's word for 2026. Watch this.
I've got good news for you, and I want to tell you this. I'm going to be delivering my first bit of my prophetic word for the year to come, and I'm telling you, it's a doozy. And as a matter of fact, every single Sunday in January, I'm actually going to be within the United States. It's going to be right before we go to Uganda. And so every Sunday, I'm going to be doing a sermon series that's called 26, where I am unpacking prophetic words, some of which I will introduce here today. And then, of course, we have the New Beginnings Conference. And the New Beginnings Conference is going to be, I think, from the 21st to the 24th, I think. Is that correct, guys? 21st through 24th. And we've already had hundreds and hundreds of people already sign up with it. We're having an ODX gathering for all of my ODX family. And then there's going to be people, I think we already have 24 states of people that have lined up to come to the New Beginnings Prophetic Conference. And then I have friends from all over the world that's coming. So you definitely want to sign up for that. Before I get off into this, I need to also say to you that some of the content that I'm going to be giving today comes from a brand new book that was just now released. It's the third edition of Numbers That Preach. Destiny Image published it. It's a big old thick book, and it's all about the alphanumerics of the Word of God. And it's about the prophetic understanding of what numbers represent all the way through the Word of God. And I'm going to be reading some of this from the number 26. I have a whole page on the number 26 today, and it is a doozy. Again, if you guys would please help me with this, help me get the word out. Would you like this? Would you share this? Would you please make a comment about it and say Happy New Year's to me? And I will see all of my comments as soon as this is over with. I'll go through every single one of them. And and by the way, you guys helped me so much in 2026. Y'all helped me so much. And we had millions and millions and millions of views. We actually hit 23 million views on YouTube this year. And again, you guys are helping me get the word out. And so I just want to glorify Jesus. I want to help you walk this walk. I'm excited about today. I get dope excited whenever it's New Year's. I actually like transition. I like stepping into a new thing. I'm a visionary. And you're like, dude, you're so old school. I think you'd hold on. I know what to hold on to, and I know what to let go of. And there's nothing you can do about holding on to 2025. So let go, and let's step into the new thing, and let's have great joy about it. All right, I'm going to pray before I get off into this word. Father, I pray, God, in the name of King Jesus, God, that you would speak today. And God, I thank you, Lord God, sir, for what you're doing and for how you're doing it. Thank you, Lord God, sir. I pray, God, that we would carry your weighty presence, 2026, weight. And I pray, Father God, sir, that we would know the name of God and carry the name of God and understand your presence and live with it more in 2026 than we ever have before. And I pronounce blessings over every single person, God, that is watching right now. And I love you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, friends, it's important at this time of year that you actually seek the Lord concerning a word, because God does want to tell you. He doesn't want you to not know. But then why doesn't he just tell me? Because you qualify by seeking him. And so you're not going to, you're not going to keep God from being God. He's going to speak, but you can keep you from hearing it. And it's a heart condition. And Jesus, you know, whenever they asked him, Jesus, why do you always speak in parables? He said, because they see, but they can't see. In other words, he said, I don't want them to get it. Like, whoa, wait a minute. God didn't know. He's like, no, I only want them to get it if they will seek me. You know, everybody wants a prophetic word, but nobody wants the prophet. Everybody wants a word from God, but nobody wants Jesus himself. And that, there has to be a heart change. The only way that you can receive the word is if you submit and you get with God's program. So with that in mind, I have been saved now for 39 years. I've been walking with Jesus. I've been in full-time ministry for 39 years. I got saved in May of 1986. I was 19 years old. And the company of people that I immediately came into contact with was a prophetic group of hairy-legged, long-haired boys, and we were all in a Christian rock band together, and they were wildly prophetic. I mean, they were Bible thumpers, and they were wildly prophetic. And I went on the road with these guys, and so from the very beginning that I've been saved, I knew that I was supposed to seek the Lord prophetically. And since the first year that we came into January 1st, there's never been a year that I haven't sought the Lord or gone into a long fast for seeking the Lord. Today, I am fasting. I started my fast at sunset last night, and it's a 10-day fast. And I seek the Lord for encounter, for specific words, and then I pray for all of my family, all my staff, and all of my partners. And I go after that. I look for breakthrough. I look for encounters with King Jesus and to see what the Lord will bring me. I know if I seek him in a radical way, I will find him in a radical way. I know that principle. Jesus says, if you seek me, you'll find me. If you ask, I will answer. And if you knock on the door, he said, I'll open the door for you. You know, there are doors that need to be opened for you this year, and they're only going to be opened if you knock. And that means that you have to press in. You have to get right up to it. You can't be far off from it. I mean, you have to go to that place and go, this is the place that I need opened. And what you're looking for is Jesus on the inside of that. You're not just looking for the benefit. You're looking for Jesus. Yeah. So I need to also say this as well. The kind of word that I'm going to give you today is a posturing word. Okay. And let me tell you what I mean about prophetic posturing, if I can even say the word. It's not about will the Chinese invade Taiwan this year, which I'm praying about big time, because boy, they want to. And there's so many good Christian people in Taiwan, and I don't want them to come underneath that communist power. It's not about prophetic foretelling. It's about prophetic posturing. As we go through the month, I will get into some things that I believe that the Lord has told me is going to happen this year. And also, I'm going to give some of that a little bit here, but it's really about the position of your heart. These are themes that God has given me. And I think that God gives me things, also understanding that I'm going to be a well springing up, and I'm going to tell everybody what God's talking to me about. I think that he does the same thing with you as well. And so all of us have influence, all of us have impact. And I think that God will specifically deal with me with things and teach me something, knowing that I'm also a teacher. And so I always want to teach out of my overflow. And I'm going to bring five big-time prophetic postures to you that have to do with your finances this year, that have to do with your mindset, that have to do with the capacity of your impact, also has to do with the mantles that you carry. And these are all things that God is talking to me about. Now, let's get off into this. First of all, as we go into the year 2026, and as we move out of 2025, I could spend a lot of time talking about the transition between 5 and 6 is a really big deal. It's a really big deal. It's where the grace of God moves upon your humanity. And I'll spend a lot of time preaching on all this throughout the month, but the grace of God, the number 5, when you go from the grace of God into your humanity, if it's redeemed, this is very important to understand, if it's redeemed, It's supernatural capacity and a supernatural increase is what that is. And we're moving into a season that is marked by that. And the numbers actually mean something. And I'm sorry if you haven't known that or if you thought that it was all the devil, but it's not all the devil. God Almighty is the designer of these things. And order and prophetic markers are a big deal to him. Everything in heaven is numbered. Everything is weighed and everything is measured. Everything is. And it all glorifies King Jesus. It all glorifies him. Again, this is all from my book, Numbers That Preach. And I understand that if God is stamping the number three on something, that it speaks of resurrection power. It speaks of the whole enchilada. It's like if God is going to have a theme of resurrection power and a theme of something in its totality, not just outer court, not just inner court, but the Holy of Holies, right? The ultimate of what it was designed to do. And if he wants to show that that is perfectly complete, he stamps the number three on it. If you go to the Shroud of Turin and you look at the Shroud of Turin, there is a number three written in blood on the Shroud of Turin's forehead, on the person that the Shroud of Turin is showing on the image there. And it's like, dude, when I first saw that, I went, I know that that's authentic because I know the stamp. It's prophetic. And it means resurrection power. It means I have completed the task. And it's literally on his forehead. And it's also written in blood. All right, with that said, whenever I look at the number 26, the first thing that you need to know that the number 26 represents, if we're moving from 5 to 6, then we need to know that there is an increase of supernatural power in the midst of our humanity. So what I'm saying is whatever mess that you have, look for God Almighty to get involved in your mess this year. That's what it means. It's like, okay, well, I'm kind of weird about this, kind of weird about that. And this thing, listen, don't hide your messes from God in this new year. Bring them all before the Lord and I say, Lord, look at this mess and watch the grace of God jump into your mess so that you can be blessed. Watch that this year. Okay, now let's just get off into the number 26. What is the actual number 26 represent? The biggest mamba jamba for me on the number 26 is simply, it's really something crazy because when God Almighty in the book of Exodus revealed his name to Brother Moses, first of all, you need to know that when Moses saw the burning bush, and if you look at the actual Hebrew, it doesn't just say a burning bush, though this doesn't translate in English. In the Hebrew, it says a burning thorn bush, which is the whole thing of, I know the pain and the toll and the trouble that you go through. It's when God jumps into your humanity, it shows up. He takes on your thorns. That's why Jesus had a crown of thorns. He's like, I'm jumping into your pain. I'm jumping into your burdens. I'm jumping into your trouble, and I'm taking that on. That's what happens when you go from a 5 to a 6, biblically and also prophetically. Hallelujah. So he sees this burning bush, and God shows up to him. And first of all, he calls him by name, and he says, Moses, Moses. Well, anytime in the Word of God that God calls somebody's name twice, it means everything is changing for you. It means we're going to have to fix this. Adam, where are you, right? Martha, why do you worry about these things? If you go through Abraham, don't stab your son to death. It means stop what you're doing and we're going to fix this. I'm going to intervene and I'm going to change it. So he shows up in the midst of the thorns, in the midst of the desert, in the midst of the wilderness, and he shows up to a brother by the name of Moses, and he calls his name twice, which means I'm fixing to fix things. I'm about to fix some things, and we're going to make this thing right. And he comes to this guy named Moses, and Moses is the 26th generation from Adam. So he comes to a guy who has the prophetic marker of 26 upon him, and then he says, and Moses says, okay, well, you know my name. You know, what's your name? And it's translated in English, which is a crazy translation of I am that I am. And it's actually in present, past, and future tense. So it could also be I was what I was. It could also be I will be what I will be. Like, I've always been this, I am this, and I'm always going to be this to you, Moses. And the way he says the word comes out in four Hebrew letters, And we would say that roughly in Texan, Yahweh. And Yahweh has a numerical value of 26. So it's like, what? Yeah, it's when God shows up, and when you have a new encounter with God, when you have a new experience with God, that changes everything. There's before the burning bush experience, and there's after that. It's when Jesus shows up and says, I am. That's Yahweh. And Yahweh has a numerical value of 26. Now, if you don't know what I mean by a numerical value, again, I encourage you to get my book, Numbers That Preach, and start studying this and learn this, because the Hebrew and also the Greek, they're alphanumeric. They actually, every single letter has a phonic sound, like all letters do. And then they also have a symbol. They have a symbol. Like the symbol for the 6, as we go into 26, is actually a tent peg. It's a tent peg. So what does that mean? It means expansion. And it also means overcoming the enemy's kings. This is a year of kings rising up in a huge way, which I'm not going to get off into that. But God's raising up kings this year in a big, big, big monster way. But it's a tent peg. It means expansion. It means, you know, furthering things out, things being fastened down. It's a nail. It's, you know what, we're going to get things fastened down this year. And it all starts with the name Yahweh. So the four letters, Yahweh, Vaheh, is literally the numerical value of those letters is actually 26. So like, what? Like, yes. And Yahweh showed up and revealed himself to a guy who is 26 generations from Adam. Okay, that if I didn't say anything else to you, if I didn't share one other thing with you, I could run with that word because I understand it, and I'm going to contemplate it. I'm going to chew on it like it's a bunch of dadgum beef jerky, and I'm going to keep thinking about it, keep thinking about it, and keep thinking about it, and I'm like, okay, when God shows up and says, this encounter will change everything, and you didn't know it, but this is it. This is what you were born for. This is your destiny. This is what you get consecrated to. This is the life that you're going to live, and you will impact. Your impact, Moses, is going to be so great. And you're going to know me now like you have never known me before. That's 26. And I'm saying yes to that. I'm saying yes to that in Jesus' name. You know what? If you can say yes to that, I want you guys to type yes on whatever platform that you're watching. Just say, yes, Jesus, right on. And start getting in alignment with that and say, no, this is the year that he shows up. And this is the year that I step into my destiny with him. And this is the year, you ready for this? That I carry his presence with me everywhere I go. The Hebrew word for wait is also 26. And it's not wait as in, okay, I need time to pass by. It's wait as in, I'm fat. Like, what? I don't want to be fat in this new year. Okay, no, you do want to be faithful, right? I don't know if you've ever gone to my fat series. The last one is teachable. And so all those different things. But I will say this to you. The wait is how you carry the presence of the Lord. And a lot of people cannot handle the weight of God. Okay, they love the idea of being in ministry, but they hate the idea of being consecrated. They love the idea of being able to prophesy, but they can't handle the idea of fasting and prayer. They love the idea of hearing God speak and having encounters with God, but they can't separate them from the people that are counter to that or toxic to that or the spirit that they grew up in. It comes with their family or comes with their people or comes with the people they work with or whatever, that spirit. Now, when you carry the weighty presence of God, it has to do with the mantle that you live with. It has to do with the callings that you have. But it also has to do with you being the friend of God and you live with him every single day of your life. The word wait in Hebrew is also 26. And I want to tell you, when the Word of God says in the Ten Commandments, when the Word of God says, when it says you cannot take the name of the Lord your God in vain, that doesn't mean that you say a bad word, though I hate that word. I cannot stand to hear people say GD. It's like, dude, you, that is so disrespectful. You, there's no reason for you to do that. Like, control yourself. It actually kind of burns me up a little bit. But that's not what that's not breaking that command. The command is you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. And the word take there means to carry. It means you should not carry the name of the Lord your God in vain. So what does that mean? It means this. The way that God wants to rest on you, and the way that God covers you, and the way that you carry his presence, you have to live in a compatibility with that. So if I show up and if I go, hey, I'm here in the name of Jesus and I'm here to feed you, but I need your social security card. I need you to prove to me exactly where you, how many jobs you look for this week. I want to know this. I want to know what your DNA is. Okay, that's not how Jesus does that, but I'm there in his name. So I'm carrying his name and it's vanity. It's in vain. It's worthless. And like, no, this is a year where Yahweh 26 is going to show up to you in this 26th year, just like he did to Moses, and he's going to reveal himself to you. He's going to reveal your destiny to you, and then you're going to carry his presence, and you're going to learn to be compatible so that you can handle the weight. That's 26. Everything I just told you is actually the number 26. And I want you to think about that, because if the Lord is offering you something that says, hey, listen, I want to show up and I want to be with you like I never have been before, will you make room for that and will you live that life? Because that's what 26 screams. It also screams that you have the ability to come out of insignificance, the wilderness, to literally stand before kings. And that's, again, the tent peg is all about taking on the enemy's kings. And so you guys know the story about that crazy lady that she said, yeah, the king came running to her and says, come in here, have a glass of milk, knock yourself out. It's all good. You're safe. Brother goes to sleep. She took a tent peg and nailed his head to the ground. It's like violent. Like, no, I'm not playing with you. I'm not playing with you. I know that you're here to enslave me and I'm not going to play with you. You think you're bigger than me and tougher than me and more awesome than me, and you have no idea. Just drink your milk and go to sleep. It's all good. Yeah, that's a really big deal. Yael, right? That's a crazy woman. It cracks me up that people name their kids Yael. Like, oh, wow, that must be somebody in the Bible. Yeah, she's a guy who goes around with like a tent peg and just nails it in the sides of people's heads. Like, wow. And I have a bunch of friends named Yael. And I'm like, oh my gosh, man, that's rugged. No, man, she's the slayer of kings. 26 and the number 6 is the slayer of kings. It is when you carry the presence of God because you know his Yahweh name. You know him face to face. You know him by name. You have become the friend of God. You carry his presence and you confront Pharaoh and you say, there's a new sheriff in town and there's a new way that things have got to go. And the way that it has gone is not the way that it's going to go. It's going to be completely different. This is a great year to take on slavery. I have dedicated my entire life to taking on slavery. And been fighting slavery for 30 years. And there's no telling how many kids we're going to rescue this year. Guys, we rescued 908 in 2025. 908 is what I'm talking about, which is crazy. So I just wonder what King Jesus is going to do in the year 26. So good. All right. I got something else for you, too. I'm going to tell you that, again, this is also from a book, Numbers That Preach. Go there and get one. My book has been out for about a month and I haven't been pushing it at all because I've been waiting for the New Beginnings Conference, but now it's time. And I encourage you guys to do this. And also too, if you have read this and if you go there and check it out, if you'll go to Amazon and if you will actually please help me by writing a review. Go there and write a review and say it's life-changing and it's brilliant and I use it every day. And if that's true, then please go there and do that because that will help my sales tremendously. And all this money goes to Troy Brewer Ministries and all the money that goes to Troy Brewer Ministries goes to rescuing kids all over the world. So help me do that. All right. Another thing that I'm going to make a big deal out of in 26 is that King David is associated with the number 26. My New Beginnings Conference is all about that. But the number 26 has a connection to King David. In the book of Song of Solomon, written by King David's son, the word beloved is found 26 times. The name David actually means beloved. So though the name David is very common in the world today, it's actually extraordinarily unique in the Bible. There is only one David in all the biblical texts. Only David and Jesus are called beloved in Scripture. This is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. Do you know that whenever, if you want to actually translate that from English into Greek and then also into the Hebrew, do you know what it actually means? This is my son that I love is one way that you could actually say it. But the word son that I love is actually David. So he's like, this is my son David in whom I'm well pleased. The throne of David, Jesus was going to take. Right on. So what did David do? David took on all the kings. He took on the wicked kings. This is a year of kings rising up. Now, whenever we start talking about kings, you need to understand what I'm talking about because there's prophets, priests, and kings. And as I said earlier, everybody loves the prophet. I should say this. Everybody loves a prophetic word, but they don't want to have to put up with a prophet. When it comes to the priest, everybody loves the ministry of the priest, but they don't like the consecration that the priestly realm is required to. Everybody loves the money and the influence of the king, but they don't know to want the wisdom and the favor that goes with that king. The Rolodex of that king is what everybody ought to be after. And the relationships that the king has is what everybody ought to be after because the money will come in and the money will go. Well, this is a year where God Almighty is raising up kings. And remember, King David is very associated with the number 26. And I told you, it's a year of kings rising up. When we get into the business realm in the year 2026 and we get into the financial realm, I think that this is it's the boom. There's going to be an explosion of finances this year. And I know that some of you guys are already liking that word. Okay, I'm liking that word. And you need to know, guys, remember this phrase, explosive finances. That's a prophetic phrase that God gave me. Me and Leanna were talking about it last night on the way home from church where Greg Locke was here. Way to go, Pastor Greg. Oh, my gosh, it was so good. And it's explosive finances. So the rising up of kings this year has to do with there's things that you've had a trickle that God wants to give you a river because he wants to make you impactful in the kingdom. It's not actually just for you. It's for the mantle that you carry, 26. It's for the weighty presence of God that you carry, 26. It's for how you know God and for how you are a kingdom player and you're expanding the kingdom. That's King David. All of that, everything I just told you is all about the number 26. And you need to know that in the midst of explosive finances on the markets of crypto, on the markets of, we saw gold and silver explode in the year 2025. You're going to see things, you know, XRP, all different kinds of things that will just explode. And some of them are going to explode in a sense of they're going to go from here to there. And some of them is going to go explode in a sense of what just happened to that market? What just happened? I want to tell you this. A long time ago, 2014, I think it was, 2014, it was 2015. In the year 2015, I had a dream, and I've had this lady that shows up in my dreams, and her name is Wisdom. And she has showed up in my dreams many times, and she says something to me. And she showed up to me, and she said, "Hi, Troy," and I said, "Hello," and she shows up, and she said, "Hold out your hand," and I held out my hand, and there was like these quarters that were divided up into pieces of seven. So it's like little tiny fragments of like quarters. And I was looking at it and I was looking at it and I looked it up and I said, it's bits of a coin. I'm like, what are these bits of a coin doing? And she said, "It's Bitcoin. Look it up." And the dream was over. Okay. I had never heard of Bitcoin in my life. And I went and talked to Jerry Sellers. I said, "Jerry, have you ever heard of anything about Bitcoin? Does that mean?" He goes, "Yeah, man, that's the new cryptocurrency thing." And I was like, "What? Like, what is cryptocurrency?" All right. So I was like, "Okay." So, and I'm not telling you guys to go invest in cryptocurrency. You need to hear what I'm saying to you. So I'm like, "Okay." So I started looking up. I found somebody who knew something about it. And I my entire life savings that I had was worth about $12,000. And I spent my entire $12,000, every dime I had, on Bitcoin. And then let me tell you what happened. It tanked. And I'm talking about it became worth almost zero. And I don't know if you guys remember that time when that happened, but it wasn't just 6 months. It was like a 3-year time. And dude, I just left it alone and I just forgot about it. Like, I don't know why God would tell me that. And then it tanked. Wow. But then I want to tell you this. I totally forgot about it. I was like, wow, I lost an investment. That was a stupid thing for me to do. And I sure thought it was Jesus because I had a dream about it. And then one day, I just thought about it and went, I wonder what ever happened to that Bitcoin thing. And I went and I pulled it up and I looked and I had $140,000 worth of Bitcoin from a $12,000 investment. It had shot up. And you know what I did? You want to know what I did with that money, Chris? I used it as a down payment for Redemption Ranch. And that's why I have, the reason we have Redemption Ranch out in West Texas is because I had a dream where Lady Wisdom came to me and told me the word Bitcoin, and then she told me to look it up. I made a $12,000 investment and made hundreds of thousands of dollars off of it and used that money as the down payment whenever we financed Redemption Ranch. Isn't that crazy? Okay, that's explosive. And the Lord knew what I would do with that money. He knew what I would. He knew that I was going to do ministry with it. He knew that I was going to be impactful for other people's lives. That's what Jesus wants to do with you this year. So explosive finances. And I'll be unpacking that a little bit more. But let me throw a couple of other things out there. The gift of goodbye is really big this year. Like, what are you talking about? The gift to be able to say that was then, this is now, and I'm all the way in right now. Consecration is huge in the year 2026. Do you know what made David David? Do you know what David's secret sauce was to everything? I'm going to tell you what it was. It was his fierce devotion and loyalty to Yahweh. It was not that he was the sharpest knife in the drawer. It was not that he was the most religious person. It was not that he was the most holy person. It was he was so devoted to the king and the kingdom. He was a Yahweh guy, which makes him a Jesus guy. And he actually had a revelation of Jesus 1,000 years before Jesus was even born. In fact, he understood forgiveness and he understood redemption. I think that he was absolutely convinced he couldn't get in any trouble at all. There was nothing he could do that he could get in trouble for. He found out he was wrong and he didn't know how that worked. But he had a revelation of Jesus. I mean, incredible revelation of Jesus. Do you know that whenever David came into the gate with the presence of God and with the Ark of the Covenant, and he danced before the Lord whenever he did that. That was 1,000 years to the day, to the hour, and to the minute when Jesus came into the gate. That's 1,000 years to the day. He was dancing, he was worshiping, and he was acting like a crazy man because he knew prophetically 1,000 years. He lined up with the time of that and said, Jesus Christ is going to come in here, and he's going to carry the presence of the Lord. Yeah, it's a really big deal. So he had a huge revelation of grace before grace was even revealed. 1,000 years. He was 1,000 years ahead of everybody else. So this is a year for all those things. So you got to be able to operate in the gift of goodbye. And I want to tell you why people don't operate in the gift of goodbye and why they become hoarders of relationships that are toxic, why they still do things exactly the way that they did things 10 years ago or 20 years ago, why they still have the same haircut, why they still wear the same clothes or whatever that is, right? The reason that is because that's actually an identity issue. They're like, those are my people and I can never let them go. That time of my life is what identifies me. No, this is the year that Yahweh shows up. He tells you who you are. He tells you who he is. And then he tells you what you were born for and you step into that. That is this year. And you're going to have to operate in the gift of goodbye. And whenever the Bible says, remember not the former things, that's what he's talking about. He's like, you need to operate in the gift of goodbye right now. There's sometimes he commands you, man, do not forget this, do not forget that. But then there's other times he's like, don't remember the things before this. I'm like, which is it? Is it one or the other? It's both. And one is the supernatural capacity to operate in the gift of goodbye. And everybody learned to just say, bye. And go, okay, I am going to trust the Lord and I'm going to step into this thing. There's a scripture, Joshua 1:2, where God Almighty shows up to Joshua and he says, Moses, my servant, is dead. That is a pretty dadgum harsh statement. He's like, you didn't, that was then, this is now, get with the new program. And they did. And as soon as they crossed over into the promised land, here's another harsh one. And the manna ceased. And they turned around like, dude, did y'all realize there's no manna on the ground today? That's the only way we have known how to eat for the past 40 years. It's like, now you're going to have to operate in the gift of goodbye. Whenever I see that, it also has to do with a theme that's huge in my life right now. It has to do with this year. There are no pauses in God's plan. And everything is accelerated this year, which means your downtime and your transition time is going to have to be extremely proactive. And I know that that's true. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, Habakkuk 2:3, Philippians 1:6, he who began a good work within you is faithful to accomplish it. Those kinds of things. Okay, what that means practically for you and what that means practically for me is this. If you think that you have the ability to just take days off and weeks off and months off and walk in with Jesus, well, because you got to kind of figure out your transit. No, you're not going to have time to do that this year. You're going to have to get with the program quick. And if you do not get with the program quick, you will miss it. It's like switch, 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 switch. That is this year. And I will unpack later how that's connected to 26 and what all that has to do with. So get ready for that. Explosive finances and financial freedom in the year 2026. It's not for you to just so that you can live high on the hog, which God wants you blessed. He truly does. But you're supposed to be more impactful in the kingdom. And if you're not thinking about, I need to go from here to there financially, you're not thinking about being impactful. You're just not thinking about it. You're like, oh man, I'm good enough. All I need is, you know, I got me a little place down here by the river and we're all good and all that. Yeah, you're good for you, but you're not good for everybody else. This is a year that God wants you in the game financially. He's right. He's raising you up as a king. Your trickles of income streams, God wants to become mighty rivers within your life. And he wants you to have explosive finances. And let me tell you how you gear up for that. Act like you already have $1 million right now. Learn what would I do with this? How would I do this? And then go to the door and knock on it. Get yourself some counsel within your life that has good sense financially. Get rid of any form of a poverty spirit and understand it stinks in the nostrils of God. It is not humility. It is not humility. It's false humility, and it's the excuse that you and I use to not step into the things that God Almighty has for us. Like, well, I'm just a humble guy. I just don't need very much. It's also like saying, I'm just a humble guy. I don't need to really be a part of anybody else's lives and make any kind of a difference because I'm just humble. That is not humility. That is not. I know that you have had giving goals, and I know that, you know, you've had it within your heart. I can remember, friends, crying on my knees in the front yard of my house when my electricity was off and saying, God, why have you put it upon my heart to be such a giver if I can't have anything to give? What is that? And it was like instantly God went, that's a great question. You're starting to ask the right questions. How come? What is that all about? And guess what? It ain't about me. It's about you. And how can you, it's one thing for God to give you the plan. Okay. It's one thing for God to tell you, hey, you know what? I've called you to be such an awesome giver. I have called you to be significant. I have called you to be somebody who selflessly gives. Yes, to ministries, but also to men, your whole life is a ministry. You know, without going off into it, a friend of mine passed away this week and they didn't have any money. And I told Leanna, I said, you know, we need to pay for that funeral, right? She said, yes. And funerals are expensive. They're expensive. And I mean, that was something that we personally did. And like, I wanted to be that guy. And when people's hearts are broken and when they don't know what to do, that I can step in and go, here's my gift and here's my authority. And a lot of times I cannot use my authority in somebody's life unless I have a gift, because it's your gift that brings you before people. And so I decided a long time ago, it just doesn't work for me. Not, you know, I'm going to share all these things are actually secret things with me, but I'm going to share them with you to make a point. I was coming back from Redemption Ranch a couple of days ago, and I was coming out here to the church, and on the way out here, I stopped. It was before I started my fast, and I stopped to get a breakfast sandwich. When I was getting my breakfast sandwich, the waitress, I said, "So, hey, how was your Christmas?" And she said, "I just worked. It was fine." And I went, "You had to work on Christmas?" And she said, "Yes." And I said, "Well, thank you, man. Thank you for working on Christmas." She just kind of shrugged her shoulders. And I said, so what did you, yeah, so what are you doing? How are you? Or are you going to have a chance to get with your family or whatever?" And she said, "No, I work two jobs. And I work this job from 6 o'clock in the morning until 4 o'clock in the afternoon," I think she said. It might have been 2 o'clock in the afternoon. But then she said, "I have another job from five o'clock in the evening." She has another job. And it went until past midnight. And I said, "My God, when do you sleep?" And she said, "Not very much." And she said, "Sometimes I sleep in my car right out here." And I'm just sitting there and I'm just looking at her. And I said, "Why are you working so much?" And she said, "I have a sister that I have to take care of, and I have a baby, and my sister watches my baby for me, and I have to be the breadwinner." Right then, right there, I reached in my pocket, and I actually had a wad of money. And I gave it to her. And I said, "You know what? It's the Lord that sent me here." And I said, "You need to know, man, that Jesus sees you." And I just started talking to her about her finances. I started talking to her about, her stuff, and just started going, "All right, so if somebody helped you, what would that look like?" And within an hour, I'm on the phone. I'm calling Jerry Sellers and calling my teams and saying, "I want us to pay this bill. I want that woman to be able to quit one of those jobs. I don't know that lady from Adam. I just know that Jesus sent me to her." And dude, if you're not a person of means, and if you're just trying to survive, you can't be impactful in the kingdom like that. And God wants to change that for you. I know that it's on your heart to do that. And I know what it's like to want to do that, and you can't do that. I'm going to share one more with you. A couple of years ago, Jerry and I, we were in Florida, and we went and had breakfast, Chris. And we're sitting there, and we're having breakfast. And I asked this lady, she looked exhausted. She looked terrible, to be quite frankly. And she was serving us, and I was sitting there, and I was just looking at her. And I was like, "Man, this lady's sick or something." And I'm like, and she was... I could just tell she was so tired. And I told her, I said, "Hey," and I kicked out my chair. Jerry Sellers was sitting right there with me. I'm sitting there, and we're about to go to the airport and get on a plane, which I'm going to tell you, we missed our plane the day before. They canceled it. So we had to spend another night at the hotel. And so in the morning time, we had breakfast. If I hadn't missed my plane, I would have never met this lady. So I just literally just kicked out the chair, boom, just kicked it out. And I said, "Why don't you just take a break? Why don't you sit here with me and Jerry for a minute?" And she didn't go, "No." She went, "Okay." And she sat down because she was so tired. And I said, "Girlfriend, you are all worn out. What's going on with you?" And she said, "I have stage 4 colon cancer." Those were the first words that came out of her mouth. And I said, "You have stage 4 colon cancer?" And she said, "Yes, I do." And she said, "I'm so sick." I said, "Why are you working? Why are you here?" And she said, "I've got 3 kids. My husband has a job, and I got this job, and I cannot not work." I'm going to tell you guys, I'm just going to make a long story short. I prayed with her. I got her phone number. I had my daughter, Brandy, call her. And I said, "I want to take over her house payment. And I want to send her to a different specialist." And Jerry got in on this. Jerry and his wife started doing this. And we started supporting. I said, "I want you to be able to quit your job. How much money a month do you make?" And I said, "Done. I'm going to give that to you." Not just 1 month. Not just 1 month. Like every month, I'm going to send you a check so that you can quit your job and you can stay home with your kids and you can get healed. And then we got her hooked up with a specialist. And the specialist that we got her hooked up with was not in Florida. It was actually in Arkansas. And so this big-time cancer specialist who does this work with guys, with people that have colon cancer, we flew her and her husband and her kids, we flew them to Arkansas. We paid for their hotel. We got them set up. And she said, "Okay, she's going to have this massive surgery and this treatment and yada, yada, yada." So I said, "If I could do anything in the world for you, before you have this surgery because it could literally kill her. And like for you and your kids, what would you want? And I'm going to tell you guys, I give you guys, this is the truth as a word of God. And I've never made this public until now. She said, all my life, I've wanted to go to Disney World and I want to take my kids to Disney World. We said, done. So me and my wife and my kids and Jerry Sellers and a bunch of other people, we got together. We put together a whole bunch of money. We sent them to Disney World and we paid for their entire vacation. And then whenever that was over with, when all that was over with, she went and she had her surgery. The surgery could have killed her. And here's what I want to tell you. It did not kill her. And she had 2 years of treatment. And now I'm going to tell you this. She's completely cancer-free. And she's back at work. And I don't have to support her anymore. That comes from meeting somebody at a breakfast table and just going, you know what? I am made to be an impactful person. And such as I have, I give unto you in the name of King Jesus. And I declare that this is a year of explosive finances for you. This is a year of kings rising up. This is a year of you to step into a kingly position. This is that year for you. You have to believe that. You have to believe that in Jesus' name. I know I'm going to get criticized for saying these guys, oh, you're just all about money. You know what? You're stupid if you don't want to be blessed. And if you don't want to bless anybody else, you're selfish. And so I said, don't be stupid and don't be selfish. Be blessed in the year 2026 and make a dadgum difference within people's lives. And quit being on the side, quit being on the sidelines. Be an impactful person of the kingdom in the year 2026. Explosive finances is a word that God Almighty has given me. I got to give you two more. The rise of apostolic statesmen is going to be huge this year. The apostolic is going to be huge in the year 2026, and I want to tell you why. Because the church cannot survive. The American church cannot survive without an apostolic lens. The reason why so many pastors just slowed down, the reason why so many pastors shut their doors in 2026 is because the churches are run by pastors. And let me tell you what a pastor is always concerned about. A pastor is concerned about the well-being of his flock. That's his whole job. But he'll miss the kingdom. And he's got to have apostolic people within him say, no, this is a time where churches will grow. This is a time where the Spirit of God will move. This is a time where people will be healed. A pastor's role is to make sure that the welfare of the flock is awesome. And I want to just, the reason why so many churches did not, you know, it made me so mad when churches shut down during COVID. I was like, good God, you guys are so pathetic, you wouldn't get out of the four walls of the church and do anything for decades. Now you're too scared to go inside the four walls of the church. You're worthless. Like, oh my gosh. Okay. But then I want to tell you what really upset me and really alarmed me is when Roe v. Wade was overturned, that which was a church victory. It was the church that fought that for 50 years. If it was not for the body of Jesus, Roe v. Wade would have never been overturned. And then they're like, well, we can't say anything about it because, you know, I don't want to bring, you know, uncomfortable scenarios for my flock. Yeah, yeah, you need to get out of a dress and get into some pants is what you need to do and quit acting like a girl and quit acting like a little girl and be the man of God that God Almighty has called you to be. And like you should celebrate the things that Jesus celebrates. When we stop the murder of babies, we should celebrate that. And they didn't. And I mean, and actually some ministries that I greatly respect actually came out with letters that we choose to not be political during this time. You choose to side up with the enemy. You choose to bow your knee because you're scared somebody's going to be mean to you. You're scared you're going to lose some money. You're scared you're going to lose clicks. You're scared somebody's going to say something negative about you. You are not being the warrior that Jesus called. You dang sure are not going to be King David in the year 2026. This is a year of warriors and kings rising up. Ooh, I feel that. Now, when Charlie Kirk died, I tell you this, man, and I tell everybody this. If you went to church on Sunday, the day after Charlie Kirk was murdered, and if you did not hear your pastor address that, who was literally preaching the gospel of Jesus while he was murdered, who, whenever his funeral happened, the gospel of Jesus was preached for the first time through the cabinet of the President of the United States to the whole entire world. Over a billion people heard the gospel preached. And if you came there, and if that clown was just given a normal message, and he's not, it's because he doesn't know the kingdom. He's not a kingdom guy. And whereas teachers are worried, are always thinking about the word of God, which is awesome, and also to the spirit of wisdom, which is awesome, which is huge for this year. The spirit of wisdom, spirit of wisdom, spirit of wisdom is another huge thing. But whereas an evangelist is always about the gospel of salvation, amen, and a pastor is always about the well-being of his flock, prophets and apostles are about the kingdom. And you got to have all five. And so there was pastors that were like, no, I just don't want to get very political right now, and I just don't feel very comfortable about that, and it might shake up the flock a little bit. King Jesus, this is going to be a rise. We went from the beginning of the year in 2025, of all these scandals, these monstrous scandals that made all of us sick and made us want to throw up, and drama in Christian dynasties, drama within their families, and then these accusatory devils and the rise of their, we're going to say that this is all, we're watchers and we're about truth. You're about clicks and you're about making money off of other people's pain is what you're about. And then at the same exact time, the whole thing of some of our most respected men of God finding out this mess, this sexual mess that has been going on for decades in their life. And then all this stuff, and then kids being involved. And it's like, what's going on? Okay, at the beginning of the year, last year, America was like, we're done with the church. We're done. Like, America's like, the church is whack. Those people are crazy. And they live nefarious lives outside of their public life. And I want to tell you, all of us that run churches and all of us that run ministries, we saw it. We saw, it was like a mass exodus of people going, yeah, I don't know about this. And then Charlie Kirk was assassinated, and it flipped on a dime in one day. Churches were full. Suddenly America, King Jesus changed it in such a way where he said, no, America must have the church, and you need to get there, and you need to be a part of it. Okay, well, that was not a man-made move of God. That was a God-made move of God, and I want to tell you, many pastors in America just ignored it. They just totally ignored it. And I want to just tell you, I'm ashamed of them, if I can just tell you the truth. It really, I'm just as ashamed of limp-wristed leadership as I am of leadership that is having affairs and part of all that carnal mess. I'm just as ashamed of both of them. Like, you guys are clowns. So there needs to be, yeah, why don't you just tell me what you really think, Pastor Troy? That's what I think. And look, I've been doing this my whole life. I've been in full-time ministry for 39 years, and here's what I'm telling you. The rise of the apostolic, of people who understand the kingdom, and they are all about kingdom advancement. And whatever their ministry is, it's got to be about the king and his kingdom, the king and his kingdom. It's not about your platform. It's not about how many clicks you can get. It's not about how much money you can make. It's not about being famous. It's about presence. It's about the presence of God and taking on hell with a water pistol and saying, that right there, that looks like hell right now, but heaven is coming, and we're going to bring it. And if you're scared of that, if you're scared of the conflict, you're not going to make it in 2026. That's why it's the rise of the kings and the rise of the warriors, because there's a lot of conflict. So the rise of the apostolic statesman is huge. And again, I will be unpacking that even more. And then finally, the last one I want to give you, it has to do with the same exact thing. It's all about the kingdom advancement of 2026. Turning scandal into awakening. Turning horror into hope. We saw that with Charlie Kirk this last year. And times of refreshing come from the presence of the Lord. There's some turf. And man, if you will just seek the Lord, and if you'll just ask God, show me where you want me to bring the kingdom, and I'll bring it there. I promise you, man, he will. And He needs you to be apostolic in that. He needs you to be a forerunner. He needs you to run ahead and to jump off into that thing. And he doesn't need your fear, and he does not need your carnal mess. He needs you to own it and to own the responsibility and to carry his weighty presence, 26, into those places and go, no, I accept the responsibility of this mantle that God Almighty has given me, and I've got to bring it into that place. All right, I think I'll stop right there. How was that, man? There's a bunch. It's a bunch. And again, I'll be unpacking all this the entire month at all of my sermons here at Open Door Church. And then at the New Beginnings Conference, we're going to get really crazy and we're going to get off into specific things. But I hope that you found some really good things in that. So you've been watching the comments over there, and I know that there is a ton of people. And guys, I'm so grateful for all your, Tanya, thank you for all your comments. Yeah, turning scandal into awakening. Yeah, turning horror into hope. That's exactly right. Times are refreshing. Come on, man. You got to shake loose from your carnal mess in 2026. Yeah, you do, man. You sure do. Own it. Glory to God, Christian says. Dietra says, I am a warrior. Yes, you are. Dan Stevens, good stuff and happy new year. Thank you, Dan. Thank you so much, my brother. Chris Bowman says, that's goals. Come on. All right, look, I am fasting, and I am seeking the Lord, and I want to pray for you. I want to pray for this breakthrough for you, that you experience the name of God, Yahweh, which equals 26, in 2026, that you carry his weighty presence, that's 26, in this 26th year. And remember, Moses was the 26th generation from Adam whenever all that took place. Don't forget that. I'm also going to pray for your explosive finances this year, and I'm just going to declare it, and I'm going to keep on declaring it. I am going through, I got to pick it up and take it home today. It's part of my prayer thing that's going on today. Pastor Alan DeDio's book on I'm Going to Prosper This Year, and I'm trying to think what the name of his book is. I'm sorry, Pastor Alan, if you're watching, but I bought like 1,000 of those books, and I'm giving them away to everybody that gets a ticket for the conference, for the New Beginnings Conference. It's part of your goodie bag that you're going to get. It's got a bunch of books in it. And that all comes with your ticket, and I want you to have those things. But I'm going to pray for you, man, and I'm going to pray for your house and for your life. Get ready. Get ready and pray for, come on, pray with me. Let's do this thing. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God, sir, for this new year, for this new time. Thank you, God, that you let us live this long. Wow. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, God, I want to pray for every single person, God, that is watching, every single partner that is watching, every single part of my tribe, every single part of my army, all of my peers, all of my friends, everybody at Open Door Church, all of my family, and I speak the blessings of the Most High God in this new year of 2026 upon them. I declare, Lord God, according to the authority, God, that you've given me, and according to the authority that anybody allows me to give into their life. And if you're somebody who allows me and you're like, nope, I will allow you. That's the way it works, guys, in the New Testament. I can't lord my authority over anybody. You have to decide if I have authority over you. And if that's you, I want to say this to you right now. You are so blessed in the year 2026. You're going to rise up like King David. You're going to expand the kingdom. You are a mighty warrior in the year 2026. You have encounters with God that changes everything in the year 2026. You are somebody that carries his weighty presence. You are someone that has the gift of goodbye, and you will not linger in places this year where you would otherwise get tripped up and you would miss it. You have the gift of goodbye. You are brave, and you have the God-given ability to walk into the new things that God Almighty has for you. You do not have the spirit of poverty any longer. You rebuke it and you walk away from it the same way that you walk away from sexual things, the same way that you walk away from all kinds of carnal things. The spirit of poverty is carnality. It's selfishness. And I declare in the name of King Jesus that you prosper in this year, and that you have new brilliant ideas, and that you get hooked up with the right people at the right time for the right kind of miracle to happen. And this be the greatest giving year of your entire life. And it's not just for this year. I declare this in the name of Jesus. It's for the years to come, because the years after this are not going to be like this year. We're in a window of opportunity. And I'm telling you, it's one thing for God to give you the plan. It's another thing for you to submit your life to God Almighty's plan, for you to conform your life to the image of God's plan is what you're doing this year. You're like, nope, I'm living that life. I'm learning this stuff. I'm doing the thing. I'm getting counsel in my life. I'm going to plug into the right kind of things. I'm not just going to hope it happens. I'm going to knock on that door, and Jesus is going to open it. I declare in the name of King Jesus that you have dreams and visions this year. I declare that you're somebody that your heart is broken over the right things and not over the wrong things. I declare that you walk in a freedom in this year, 2026. Freedom. I can feel the Lord right now. I can feel the presence of Jesus. May God Almighty be releasing his angels for the performance of his word into your life in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Don't forget to get a copy of my book, Numbers of Preach, third edition, brand new out, sweeping the country like a brand new broom. Psh, off it goes. And don't forget, man, if you can do a review, go to Amazon. And if you can do a review on Amazon for this one. So this looks different, and this is different than the other versions of this book. This is the final version. It's the third edition. And I self-published all the ones before this. This one is published by my good friends out of Destiny Image. And be sure and get your copy of this. And it's got a whole bunch of chapters in it that the other editions did not have. But this is the best and the final edition. I wrote the first edition of this in 1998. So there you go. It's been a lifelong work for me. And I would encourage you guys to get it and share it and let people know about it. Guys, I love y'all so much. Take this word and study this word. And I bless everybody. I praise God for everybody that's riding on here, so many different people. And I can't wait to go through all this. There's so many comments on there. Thank you so much, man, for standing with us in the year 2026. If we rescue a kid today, it'll be the first kid of 2026. And so I'm anxious to see if we rescue a kid today. And I'm actually calling all of our rescuers all over the world. I'm going to be talking to Swami today. I said, find me. Go rescue somebody and tell me what their name is. That's going to be so prophetic, and it's going to be so awesome. Thank you guys for standing with me. Thank you guys for loving me. Don't forget that if you need prayer, man, you can always call our number, 877-413-0888. You can also give there, or you can go to troybrewer.com. Encourage you guys to do that. And if you're a snail mail guy like I am, it's a brand new year. It's a first fruits offering. You can write a check out to Troy Brewer Ministries, P.O. Box 3775, Burleson, Texas, 76097. And just because it's got my name on it doesn't mean it comes to me. It actually goes to the ministry, and it goes to this great work that God Almighty has called us to. Thank you for partnering with me. I love you guys, and call you guys blessed, head not to tail, above not beneath, and highly favored the Lord.
Amen. Wow. What a word from Pastor Troy. Don't be scared of the conflict. We've seen the conflict all around us. I feel like for the past year, it's just becoming more and more. And don't be scared of it. Don't be scared of it. I love that he said it's the rise of the kings and the warriors. Man, there's so much goodness there. And I'm so glad that you guys hung around to watch it. Let me know what ministered to you the most from that word. Put it in the comments right now. What stuck out to you the most? What are you going to be chewing on and digesting in the spirit over the next couple days out of what Pastor Troy shared with us? Let me know. And again, guys, be a media missionary. Like and share this because there, who knows, one of the people on your friends list or that's connected to you might need this word. Maybe there's something in this word that was specifically for them that they needed to hear in order to activate something in their spirit. And as always, guys, don't forget, we have a 24/7 prayer line, 877-413-0888. If you need prayer, if you heard something in that message that really resonated with you and you wanted to pray on it and wanted a prayer partner, call that number on your screen right now. And as always, you can go to troybrewer.com, odx.tv for more information about all the things that we do, rescuing kids, all of the things. Make sure you go there if you want more information on that. Okay. All right, guys. Same time, same place tomorrow. We're going to be back. And I'm going to leave you with another sneak peek, a teaser, if you will, of episode number six? Episode number six of The Counter that airs tonight, all on human trafficking and Baal worship. Get ready, guys. It's going to be crazy. Watch this.
you're actually rescuing kids, you're not just rescuing them from just the sexuality of somebody else. You're rescuing them from something that is much, much worse than that.
We know that biblically there are geographical locations that there are demonic forces that reign.
Yep.
Take that into the internet age, and there is a demonic, probably multiple entities and forces that are reigning over this industry, and they're literally manifesting that people are watching.
And here's what the Bible says. It says that the compromised will run when no one's even chasing them. But it says the righteous are as bold as lions.
We are going to turn the tide on this thing.
Come on.
And as we turn the tide, it is the spirit of Elijah, because darkness has sown and sown and sown, and it is about to reap a reformation spirit of Elijah that's going to come and turn the hearts of the children back to the fathers.